الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament, June 4, 2018. Whenever the enemy fails to achieve its goal in practice, it resorts to psychological warfare to dishearten nations and fill their hearts with despair. Sometimes they said the revolution will not last longer than 2 months, and sometimes they said it will last for only 2 years. It has been 30 years now that our revolution has continued with full strength and has made the Iranian nation increasingly unified, hopeful, and dynamic. Today they are waging psychological warfare in various ways. They want to convince the Iranian nation and the Iranian youth that they cannot achieve anything without a connection to the domineering powers. This is a grave danger that Imam has drawn our attention toward. The enemy denies the great advances of our nation. The revolution has managed to overcome several obstacles over the past 30 years.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
When one delves into the history of world revolutions, they realize that there have rarely been as many obstacles in the way of a nation and a revolution as opposed to Iran's revolution. Also, that all other revolutions are normally thwarted by these obstacles and eventually surrender to the enemy, unlike the Iranian nation. Our revolution has been able to proceed and reach great summits in spite of numerous threats, sanctions, antagonistic measures, plots, and obstructionism. The revolution is looking forward to reaching higher summits and is proceeding vigorously. Enemies yearn to take this motivation away from the Iranian nation. I would like to tell our dear youth who are active at their universities, Islamic seminaries, industrial facilities, in agriculture and scientific fields, or in the arts, that they are halfway through. They have had to face numerous obstacles so far, yet they have managed to persevere. You, dear youth, can tread on the other half of the path. The enemy wants to prevent you from treading on this essential half and reaching the summit with strong determination, as you have already proven that you are capable of doing so.